This episode 12.
That's good. That's really good. So we're going to start every single podcast with a jingle from your mouth. Yeah?
From my ass. Yes.
That's really good. Welcome to episode 12. Everybody, gather around. Gather around because what a week it's been in the Bentley household.
Rock and roll.
It really has.
I bought some new plants.
Here's some of the stories we really couldn't fit in this week, but oh my God, we would have loved to. We bought some plants at Wilko's.
Yeah.
Secondly, you wanted a robin to lay on your hand.
Lay?
Well, stand on your hand.
Yes, I'm training a robin.
You're training a robin in the garden.
To come closer to
You've
me.
You called the robin...
Mary.
Mary. It's a... it's a little hairy robin. It's hairy Mary.
Yes.
And you wanted a robin to stand... I don't know why I keep saying lay on your hand, because that's like a... Yeah, I'm just going to come and lay on
your hand.
Sounds
like it's going to come on my hand and just die.
Yeah.
I killed an ant's nest.
You killed an ant's nest.
And I strung up a climbing rose.
Man, I tell you what, they are the stories that unfortunately we couldn't fit into the podcast
this week. I don't know what you're expecting. I'm an average suburban mum.
Oh, you're
an
average.
We can't just swan around being Taylor Swift, can we?
I don't know.
Can't all go around, you know, winning Oscars and fucking creating science and shit.
Right, creating science.
Some of us are like killing ants' nests and...
Ants creating science.
You know.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Yeah.
I've been...
There's Neil deGrasse Tyson sitting there creating science. Yeah.
I've done some very important things this week.
Have you?
One of those things is not been able to speak properly.
Yeah.
but I pumped my tyre up at the front.
Did you?
I've got a slow puncture.
On your own?
Yeah. I've been doing it for weeks.
Clever girl.
Fuck off. Patronising twat.
Well, we've just come straight...
Oh, talking of patronising.
Yeah, we've just come straight from Tate's weight update, where I wasn't meant to go along to it, but I thought, do you know what? Saf's been doing such a lot of stuff with higher mobility and disability with Tate recently that I thought I should get off my fat ass and go to the dietitian
With
Saf
Tate.
And Tate.
For Tate.
For Tate, yeah, not for you, Saf, but, you know, hope you were listening.
She made a point of looking at me a few times.
So we had to go over there and I thought, look, I better go and give Saf some support with Tate. And
so we rocked up like Waynetta Slob.
Yeah.
And his wife and little Spudula.
Did you notice that when we went to the first reception desk and you were like, dietitian? She was like, yes, around there. And I was like, oh, fucking
clearly
all right.
You're the family for the dietitian.
All right, fatty.
Because you don't have to stop putting lard in your face.
Yeah. Hey, we'll get onto that in a minute. No, actually now, we don't cook with butter. That's what she was saying.
There's
we don't cook
stuff
with butter.
We don't do.
She said, are you cooking with butter? I said, no, I'm not cooking with butter. We're fine.
Olive oil,
loads of the fucking stuff.
On the tree, it's a veg.
Exactly.
It's just crushed veg, isn't it?
So we had to go to...
Or fruit, I think it's a fruit.
Is it a fruit?
Don't matter, one or other.
One or the other, doesn't matter. Nut, it's not a nut, is it?
I don't know what it is. I think it's a fruit.
So we went to the paediatrician to get Tate's weight update and just make sure that we're talking to somebody that can give us some really fantastic advice on how we can keep Tate's weight stable and even bring it down because he's a big lad. Mm. So he walked into the room. The lady was, of course, incredibly slim. Incredibly slim. And look, firstly, I'm sure she's a lovely lady, right? But she had a face that constantly smiled.
I'm trying to not be offensive.
Yeah, don't be offensive.
Because she was very sweet.
Yeah, she was lovely.
You know how you imagine a nutritionist or a dietitian to be? That was her. That the face.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Like, you're a bit fat.
But she smiled
fat
all
family
the
coming
time.
In.
And her eyes closed and she smiled at us.
I know why you're all fat.
Yeah, because you eat too much. But I tell you what.
Too much food.
Over the next 30 minutes, I'm going to patronise you and I'm going to tell you everything that you already know.
It's when she pulled out that fucking plate chart. 30% protein.
Oh, yeah.
30. Oh, fuck off. I learnt that in high school. I didn't learn it, but I saw it.
I thought that was a wasp just
biting. I thought it was my robin. I got excited then.
No, but that fly will land on you. So we kind of sat there and she said, okay, the first thing I'm going to do is we're going to take Tate's height and Tate's weight. So Tate is a very large boy and he's now 5 foot
eight and a half,
which is amazing. So he's nearly up with me. He's nearly up with me in weight as well. And he's 14 years old. So we did those. And actually, he hadn't gained really any weight since the last time we had weighed him. And he had grown up. So that's pretty good.
And she said, oh, what have you done? And I was thinking...
just giving him quite a lot of food.
Just carried on as normal.
Yeah.
It was fluky.
But it was fucking brilliant watching you...
squirm.
Lie your tits off all the way through.
I wish I fucking could lie them off because I'd lie all the time.
So we sat there and it was like, so what does Tate eat? So firstly, Tate has a strange affinity with pasta in the morning. So that's what you've got to get over, right? So I went, well, he likes pasta for breakfast with Marmite. And she went, well, it's not, you know, it's not the Western way, but who say us Westerners are right? And I was like, what does that mean? Wow, whatever.
She can say whatever she wants. She's skinny.
Yeah, fair dues. And she was like, okay, so how much does he have? You know, because really you should have a portion that's the size of your hands. Well, good news, love. I've got massive fucking hands. okay, yeah, well, it's not that big, but okay, fine. What else does he eat? And you're like, go for the fucking fruit straight away.
Because he does eat fruit.
Yeah. So you're like, yeah, he loves strawberries. Bananas is where you went wrong. Because then all the way through the rest of the meeting.
She was saying not too many bananas.
Oh yeah, bananas are very calorific, you know. And I was like, Sav's got fucking caught out there. Berries.
Do you know why? This is why I didn't want you to come. I knew you'd do this.
What? I do
I
what?
I kept saying to you, I can handle it now. I don't need you to come in.
No,
I just came for content. You came and you sat there and you didn't look her in the eye. And every time I asked you a question, you went,
No.
Like you wouldn't get involved.
Yes, I would.
No, you. And I said, yes, well, I'd quite like him to go to the gym. And you were like,
because he wouldn't like the gym.
I think he'd like it.
He'd like it once and then he wouldn't like it
once
again.
Once is better than nonce.
A bit like you. No, you can't say nonce.
Once is better than non.
Nonce. Once is better than nonce. That is a t-shirt. Having that. So we went on to berries and she was like, oh, we got to stay off the, make sure the bananas are not many, but you can have as many berries as you want. Do you know what I fucking thought when she said that? Do you fucking know how much strawberries are?
Mm.
That's what I was thinking. Mm. I was like, sure, you give us loads of berries, I'll make sure he eats loads of berries.
What about fish? Oh, do you want to pay for
what should we
salmon?
Have?
Salmon?
Sea bream.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Does he eat fish? Like, well, fish fingers. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, he's a 14 and a half year old autistic boy. It's not easy.
He's not going to want a bloody snapper, is he?
Or mummy, daddy.
Tuna
steak. Can I have grilled red snapper for tea? No, she's not.
What, are we French? We're not French.
No,
God.
We're not French. No. Brilliant. So we went through that and we went through the berries. Then I knew it was going to get onto the evening. And then she was like, so what does he have in the evening? And you said, he eats with us.
He does eat with us.
Of course he fucking eats with us. Pasta and shitloads of it, right? What you made out was...
salad.
It was so clever what you did, right? Because
this isn't my first rodeo, my friend.
I know.
I've had 14 years of this shit.
She was like, he eats with us. And it just, I don't know if you did anything around it, but it sounded like we all ate at the table. We had chicken and broccoli.
Dressed for dinner.
Dressed for dinner. Tate brought all the plates over.
And wet myself then.
And then went, mummy, daddy, let's have chicken and broccoli. Oh, thank you so much, Tate.
I love broccoli.
Remember, Tate, portion control, only one half of the chicken breast. So yeah, so we did that and she was like, well, everything sounds fine. And I knew that she was looking at him going, but it can't be.
No, she wasn't looking at him. No, she was looking at us.
Yeah, she was looking at all three of us going, there's a reason why
he clocked us in reception and went, yeah. Oh, here we go.
So you also said, well, he might, when talking about chocolate and stuff, oh, he might have a little bit of daddy's chocolate and he doesn't binge it. I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? I mean, I did feel good when she said about biscuits. How many biscuits does he have? Doesn't like biscuits.
Doesn't like potatoes.
Doesn't like potatoes. Doesn't like biscuits. Cake. Doesn't like cake. Brilliant. Next.
Shove that up your arse, yeah. You skinny bitch.
Go on then.
No offence. She was very sweet.
Yeah, she was nice. She smiled all the time. She smiled all the time.
She's so happy that she can go shopping and look at herself in the mirror. Yeah. Good for you.
But yeah, anyway, so that's done. We got to go and see her again in... No, or is she phoning?
She's phoning so I can say what the fuck I want.
Brilliant, fantastic.
He's eight and a half stone now.
While eating a fucking chocolate bar. yeah, you could say. He's just getting on the scales. We've got these new talking scales. Then I'll be over to the side and I'll go, 8 stone 10. 8 stone 10. Oh. And you go, oh, you just heard them. They're really like scientific. 8 stone 10. There you go. Okay, so 2 months, we got an update. And hopefully, you know, Tate will grow up, not grow out. And she also talked about doing exercise and then, you know, looked at us as well, as she said.
She did place us in it as well. Yeah. She went, you know, because, you know, as a family, as she kept saying, as a family. Yeah. And I was like, I know what you're getting at, bitch.
We've just literally come and... oh, sorry.
Is that a burger?
It was, yeah. on the way home from the dietitian. No, we've come straight from the dietitian to here to do the podcast today because I'm in a very good mood now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So that was, so I'm going to cross that off the list. Tate's weight sorted. Do not watch The Fucking Mother.
Yeah, no, don't watch that.
Totally random, this podcast again this week. We're going from subject to subject in our last week.
It's not a good film.
Oh my God.
I don't know why we watched the whole thing.
The Mother on Netflix is the shit, not in a good way.
Mm.
Do not watch it. J-Lo, who else was in it?
She's not very sexy in it, and I don't think it works when she's not sexy.
Well, she was J-Lo, but she's the premise of the film is she is an ex-sniper and...
Of course she is.
Yeah, do you know what? I can't even bring myself to say exactly what the fucking
it's
film was.
Rubbish, it's so don't rubbish. Watch it.
Why did we watch the whole thing? Why did we... That Netflix have got some sort of crack going on where halfway through a shit movie, it makes you continue on.
I think you get so invested after a certain time that you think, I've got to watch the rest of it now because I'm invested. I've invested part of my time.
Yeah, so, but what do you, yeah, part, I mean, how far do you go?
I don't know.
Into a movie that was about 2 hours long.
We walked out of a film once in a cinema, do you remember?
The sexy one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
That was awful, wasn't it? Wasn't he like was some that? Sort of, like the press gang or something? The actor was in like a children's...
What, Dexter Fletcher?
No, he looks a bit like him though.
Don't know.
The lead actor in it.
Christ almighty, your memory's good today.
And it was an independent, like, yes, indie film. And Neil got tickets from work for it.
It was a premiere.
Yeah, so we thought, oh, exciting, our first premiere. Let's go
and
check it out.
Was it in Brixton?
Somewhere dodgy.
It was in Brixton. It was in a really nice movie theatre.
Oh, I thought it was dodgy.
No, I don't think it was. I think it was a kind of an iconic one. And that's the reason we went.
And we felt like celebrities were like...
What was the thing called? It was a French sexy film, yeah, wasn't it?
Something about... It was like...
Like Le Sex. No, it wasn't.
9 weeks or something like that.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
And oh my God, yeah, we...
Nine shows or something. It was about... It was basically footage of... bands and then footage of this couple having sex, and
was it
yeah, and it was like nine bands or nine shows, And
what it was
was a mixture, like was kept it? Flipping from one thing.
Are you
to,
sure?
Yeah, yeah. It was like one scene was the band, and then the next scene was them bonking. But it was really graphic bonking, yeah.
And it was a busy theatre for the premiere. And we walked in, walked past people to
We're
get to.
We're
our...
talking proper cock shots, yeah. Like massively, yeah, massively. I do remember.
So we walked wrong. In, walked into our seats, which weren't at the end, so we had to go past people, oh, and then we had to sit down, so... and then we're like sitting there going, "Oh, this is quite exciting, isn't it?" And then like cocks come on, and we're like,
"Okay, that's we're out of here." Scene.
And I remember you saying, "Do they? I bet you they think we're prudes." And I'm like, "I don't know. I mean, literally, it was such a shock, a cock to the system." But yeah, we were out of there quick.
It wasn't sexy or romantic. It was quite graphic.
Just weird.
And we were
weird.
Both just sat there going, "What the fucking hell is this film?"
Yeah.
And we sort of stumbled out laughing, like. And you went, "Fucking hell, that was shit." And the director was sat at the bar.
Oh, was he? Oh, God. Yeah. Well, Mother was as bad as that, but we just ended up continuing to watch it.
Yeah.
And there was, were there any sex scenes? No.
No, didn't there weren't even any decent sex scenes in it.
Yeah. I mean, save your life.
Time.
And do not watch The Mother.
No. What should you watch instead?
Well, we're watching Citadel at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, that's a bit
which,
hit and miss.
To be honest, it's getting into a stage where I'm a little bit
You're
bored,
getting bored
with it.
Aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Stanley Tucci's okay in it, but not in it enough. Richard Madden's all right. The Jonas lady, I can never remember her name.
She's pretty. He's pretty.
But she's a great actor too, Saffron.
She's a great actor too. It's not all about how you look.
There you go.
She does have a fine ass, though.
Yes, she does. Yes, Richard does. No. So that you could watch that. But what else have we watched this week that we thought was really, really good?
I can't remember, babe. I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Yeah, fair days. It has been a busy week, though. Really busy week. Because we've done something. So when this goes out, I am imminently going on a golf tour. And this is the first tour, a sporting tour, that I've probably ever been at in my life.
And these are notorious for being a bit leery, a bit stag do-like, well, aren't they? Like, you play jokes on each other.
Well, I didn't even do it at school. Like, I didn't, you know,
You've not really had a lad's holiday.
I'm not...
Not a full-on lad's holiday.
No, I've not really had a lad's holiday.
No, I haven't had a girl's one.
Right.
Not really.
Well, you've been to you went to Marbella.
Yeah, but that was when I was a mum and we were older and we weren't, like, being leery. We were just going out and, like, enjoying the sunsets
but
and
this
shit.
But this isn't about being leery. This is about a group of people liking sport who are going to play golf.
Oh, come on, bollocks.
But, to be honest... From what I'm hearing,
it's hitting a few balls and getting pissed.
It does seem like it's going to go that way. So I'm hoping that none of them are listening to this. I am a little nervous about going on this tour.
You think something's going to happen to you, don't you? You think you're going to find a fish in your golf club?
I might wake up in Amsterdam with no eyebrows.
Oh, how cool.
No, not cool. But we've got to have a word with me about trying to save money.
Yeah, we really do. I'm glad that you've finally come to that conclusion.
Well, do you want to explain the situation?
Well, I've had 20 years.
And do remember that we can't go into details about absolute, you know, colours and what's going on, because there might be people that are listening to this and we're not allowed to give away before
whatever.
The dog tour. Well, apparently so. Otherwise, they'll fucking fine me or something, apparently. Like, literally, if you take a shit, they fine you. And then you have to put money into a bloody thing.
What are
then...
the fines for? Tell me some of the rules.
I don't know. I don't know
like
what the fines
are
for.
Like, if I rang you, you'd get a fine. Like, if your wife rings while you're on the course,
I don't know. I think it's down to my friend, Smudge, who makes up all the rules.
As he goes along, probably.
To which the rules are.
You're wearing green socks, you're fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Neil, you just did a shit shot. That's 50 euros.
Right, okay.
So... Go on, crack on.
Right, so basically, as long as I've known you, you've tried to save money, scrimp and save, and it's caused a bit of tension in our marriage because I'm like, fucking hell, just why? You make life more difficult by saving money. Here's a classic example of you trying to save money. Parking up at a town centre to go and get euros and spending so long trying to find the most amount of money for your euros that you got a parking ticket.
When was that?
That was, don't you remember?
No.
You dragged me around every single exchange
Where?
Going...
Where?
Do you want me to name the town?
Just mouth it to me. Right. Yeah, I remember you getting a parking ticket.
No, you did.
I did?
Yeah, you took us around so many different exchange rate places.
Why didn't I just look on the internet? What did?
I don't know, but okay. You went, oh, there's a better one over here. I'm going to get at least another €2 here. And then went back to your car and you had a ticket. And I was like, well, there you go.
Well, this time round, when I did go to the Euros, I went back to that same place. Yeah.
But you've learnt your lesson.
But I got 113 to the pound.
And you looked on the internet.
I looked on the internet first and I didn't get a ticket. So up your ass.
So you've decided to create your team's shirts instead of having them printed. You wanted to do it yourself because it would save money.
So I've, well, however, it's a couple of reasons. Can I interject just quickly? It's a couple of reasons. One, I wanted to save money because I thought it was ridiculous how much people were paying for golf shirts that were kind of bespoked up, mm-hmm. right? Which was a lot of money.
Tell me how much.
It was about 200 quid for four. It's about 50 quid each or something.
Yeah, I think that's about fine, babe. I think that's
50 quid each.
How much did yours cost each?
Not that much. Nowhere near that much.
What about the stress and the pressure that I went through get the stickers straight?
Well, firstly, let me just explain that it was partly because of saving money, and secondly, because this is the first time I've ever done it, I've been let on this tour, that I wanted to
do something. Why did you offer to do it?
I just thought, you know, because I'm the creative one, which could be my golf name. I like that. Neil, the creative one, Bentley.
That's not going to be your golf name at the end of this.
Okay.
I know exactly what it's going to be.
What is it going to be?
Oh, I don't know. Something like pukes in his shoes, Bentley, or...
But
can't leave him alone in the gents' toilets, Bentley. I don't know.
What the fuck? All right. So that's the reasons I wanted to do it. And but if you add up, you asked me the question of how much it would cost.
Mm-hmm.
If you add up the time, the stress, and the cost of materials,
and you divorce costs.
Then I would say it's probably...
Per T-shirt, how much is it saved? Really?
No. If you're factoring in the real time that it's taken me to drive around and find them. Because don't forget, we fucked the first one up and then I had to go back out and find one.
It's ridiculous, right? Neil.
And I had to go between London, Kingston and Portsmouth.
Right.
To
Are you going to stop this nonsense?
So I reckon... If you were actually putting that in real money in time, probably something like, I don't know, probably 150, 200 quid per fucking T-shirt. and it comes with a cap though, so that's all right. But I would say in real time and money, but you know, it's not really because it's just my time and I'm flitting in between. Anyway, carry on.
No, you drag me into it.
Yeah,
I
know.
You can't do it on your own because you want... If it's skew whiff, you want someone to blame.
So just explain the method of
you print out the stickers and then you iron them on. But he wanted me there so he could blame someone if it went wrong. That's what you do. You can't do it on your own.
Right.
Because if it goes wrong, you can only blame yourself and you can't do that.
Yeah.
This is just what you've done all through. Like when we had to move a four-poster bed up a flight of stairs.
Oh, fucking hell, are you talking about that as well?
And you got your 60-year-old mother to help us carry that bastard bed up the stairs.
Why?
And we weren't allowed to touch the walls.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't pay for someone to bring the thing up.
Right. We got it up there though, didn't we?
Yeah, but your mum nearly died. She was out of breath. She cried. Oh, you made your mum cry.
How many years ago is this?
It doesn't matter.
How many years ago is this?
Yes,
how many years ago is
this? This is an example.
How many years?
I can give you plenty more examples.
Right. Please don't.
Here's a recent one. I'm not buying a new lazy spa and a new lazy spa pump.
Pump, yeah.
I'm just going to plug this one in that's been sat outside. The whole house went dead. Locked the whole house out.
Yeah. Yeah, but the house is all right now. I will buy a new lazy spa.
Let's not have a shed brought in. Let's make a shed.
Oh,
we're
come
in
on.
Lockdown.
That was a lockdown project.
It took days.
No, it didn't.
It took days to make that shed. Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. It took weeks and months.
And it was horrific and we fell out.
Yeah, we did.
And
yet though, 2 days ago,
I did say that's a nice looking shed.
You said that's a, that, you know, that shed is really good. Yeah. That's exactly. Oh, that shit's a really good thing. Oh, that was a lovely project to do, wasn't it?
It wasn't a lovely project, and I never said that. I said, actually, the reason I love it so much is because it was blood, sweat, and tears. That's why I like that shed. And it actually
anyway, looks, back to my golf t-shirt.
I'm just that's just a few examples of you trying to save money and causing stress.
So.
Don't worry. This is what it'd be like in counselling. Anyway, back to more pressing issues.
Oh, the counsellor might need some t-shirts doing. But we got there in the end, didn't we? We got there in the end. The cap, one of the caps has a slightly skew-whiff name.
But it's all right because it's not yours. So you're not bothered.
No, I'm not bothered. No. Has a little bit of a skew-whiff name. And the some of the iron-on stickers that we did.
I know. Do you know what?
What?
Just slightly into it, I could see the clogs turning in your head. Yeah. And you went, I don't know if I can be asked to what, be to asked
what?
About this.
To what?
Like
to do it?
No, like you're stressing. It's got to be right. It's got to be amazing. It's got to be that. And then I could just see the wind change as you'd done one of the stickers and you were eyeing it on and it wasn't perfect. And I could just see your head going, ah, fuck it. This is fine. And then I breathe, and then I went, oh, thank God, he's got there. He's got there at last.
Yeah. I mean, I think they've come out all right. I think they've come out all right.
Good. I'm so pleased for you.
Yeah.
Can we move on from it now?
What, from the golf tour?
Obviously.
Well, that's going to be what I'm going to aim to do. I really hope no one's listening to this. But I'm going to aim to record some voice notes.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
From the golf tour. I've probably got to do that in the toilet or something because that sounds
See,
like...
can't leave Neil on in the toilet on his own, Bentley.
Right. Because if they...
Neil,
if they
toilet, Bentley.
If they find out I'm going to do something like that for the podcast, they're probably going to fine me, aren't they?
Well, yeah, because you're going to get fined for sneezing by the sounds of it.
So... well, we'll find out next week what happens.
Best of luck to you, darling. I'm going to have a lovely time.
Mm. Well, at least now, because we weren't drinking for a bit, and now we're drinking a little bit, but Saturday we drank a lot.
Yeah, we did.
That I needed that to be able to know that my tolerance level was high going into the tour.
Yeah.
But I think we went a little bit too far.
I didn't realise how much we'd had.
So Saturday was a half decent day. Have you noticed that, you know, every time they say it's going to be a sunny day, it isn't that sunny at the moment, which is really annoying. But on Saturday, we invited a couple of friends over. We opened up the bar in the garden. We had two bottles of bourbon.
Fun was half by all. We had a bit of a dance.
It was great. I've put, you put a picture of me on our Instagram of me at the bar.
With your Hawaiian shirt on that, can I say, is an actual Hawaiian shirt.
Right.
Made in Hawaii.
Very good. Worn by a twat on Saturday night. Me. Really fucking drunk.
Yeah.
So we drank two bottles of bourbon between three people.
Yeah.
That's
quite a lot, isn't it?
Yes, it's too much. Way too much. And if we're being honest with ourselves, Sunday was terrible.
Yeah, we felt hungover, but neither of us would admit it.
No.
Like, we're like, said, oh, I feel a bit ropey, but I'm okay.
that's what you said. You said when you were laying
I'm
on the sofa.
I'm just tired.
Yeah,
not
I'm just
hungover.
I'm tired today. I don't feel hungover. In fact, I don't feel bad at all. And I'm laying on the other sofa going, I think she's lying because I feel quite bad. And I feel like...
Anyway, should we have a McDonald's for lunch? Not because I feel bad.
yeah, exactly.
I don't feel bad or anything. I just fancy it.
But what worried me were the video afterwards, because we didn't stay late out of the bar in the garden. I think we came in about, because the boxing was on, so we came in about what, 10 o'clock, something like that. But we started doing karaoke to 80 songs and just kind of cheesy songs. And we started doing George Michael. So Joel, my mate, was behind the bar.
He loves a bit of George.
Loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And we had George on, and then it's going through this Spotify playlist. In fact, I must put this Flawless in the City on our playlist
feed,
on Spotify.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's you are beautiful, you know, Flawless, all this. And we were really camping it up. We were very drunk.
George would have been proud.
Yeah, very, very proud.
He would have had a great time.
And we were shouting really loudly, so God knows what the neighbours were thinking on Saturday. But there's one particular, in the Spotify version of this and not the radio version, bit that I've only learnt in the last
and
couple
you
of...
You love it and you yeah. sing it all the yeah. time.
So we were like, you're beautiful. And then we get to the bit which is like, I'm more than just a fucking piece of ass, right? And we're like...
But can you imagine Neil coming down at 8 in the morning when I'm making breakfast and just hear this, I'm more than just... I think, oh shit, it's going to be one of those days.
Yeah, I was on it, but it was a good night. It blew the cobwebs off. You know, it's been a difficult time with...
Were you hungover on Sunday?
Yeah, I was absolutely hanging on Sunday.
And then when we got into bed about 11, you went, oh, I feel better now. I went, yes, I feel a bit
Yeah, I really feel better now.
I after, wasn't like, hungover.
Like gallons of water and we're like all day, no, we're not having a drink ever again. No, I feel fine. But it has been difficult recently. We lost a family member and the funeral
Don't
was on Friday.
Don't blame that
blame it on the Bourbon.
But no. Tell you what though, the family member that we did lose would have really enjoyed that night. So we really did send him off in our own special way there.
Yeah, we had to blow off the cobwebs and I think we did that big time on Saturday night. So yeah. Right, well, I went to North Wales.
I don't think we need to talk about that now. Not in a bad way, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, I went to North Wales on Friday night. It has been a busy week. I went to do an award show up in North Wales. And that was like a 4.5 hour journey up there and then 6 hour journey on the way back. Because
yeah, so you deserve that Saturday night, just, you know, letting it go a bit.
Yeah, but
I worked
with an old school 80s comedian.
Mm.
I'm not going to say their name, but he was a very nice chap. Very nice chap. We're in North Wales.
Clean as a whistle.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Clean as a whistle.
Still working. Clean as a whistle.
Yeah, no, well, and we were sitting there having dinner before doing the show. And he was like, making some small talk and stuff. And I was like, yeah, so you're a gag writer for Jimmy Tarbuck then? Because he had kind of said that for his intro for me to kind of bring him on stage. That was, you know, what I was using. And I was only just doing it for... you know, a bit of banter around the table because they can be those sorts of things.
Awkward.
Very awkward when you're round a table of people you don't know.
Mm.
And he said, yeah. And then he got up and he walked over to behind the stage and he just popped his head out and he said, I'm only doing this because you said you sound like you're interested. Mm. And I'm thinking, oh no, what have I done? And he walked back over with a copy of his book.
Aww.
And he said, here's my new book. Have a look through all the pictures. So I had a flick through of all the pictures. And he was, honestly, he was working with everybody.
Yeah.
Some people that I've worked with, but also, you know, so Jimmy Tarbuck, who else?
Bob Monkhouse. Do your impression of Bob Monkhouse for me.
Just like that. But it's more visual impression, so not particularly good on the podcast.
That's why I made you do it, because it's shit.
Thanks very much. It was quite interesting to hear all these things. Oh, Ken Dodd. So he was
Ken Dodd dogs died.
Did he?
Doddy.
Exactly. But he did gags for Ken Dodd, and we talked about him and talked about his life, and he said, yeah, you know, Ken, that was his life, being a comedian. He would go on stage at whatever time, at 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening,
and go on for hours.
And then the theatre would then get fined for being open at 1 o'clock in the morning. And he was saying it was amazing. He talked, you know, this is not a comedy piece, this is a serious bit about this particular comedian, but he was talking about the night Tommy Cooper died.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was at the Palladium or His Majesty's Theatre or something. And Tarby was then pushed out on stage in front of 20 million people that were watching because Tommy Cooper died on TV,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the curtains were pulled and then Jimmy Tarbuck was just told to carry on. And he said he just didn't miss a beat. Mm. And Jimmy Tarbuck was just an incredible performer. And it was really nice to hear all those kind of old stories. I don't know if you worked with Cannonball and Little and Large, but I'm guessing that was the same
era.
Sort of thing. Yeah. But it was really cool. And then he went out and did his set. And he was in the old school Ken Dodd style. He wouldn't shut up. He went for bloody ages. But he did all these like gags that were.
And
like,
we wouldn't know this chap. This was not like a well known.
No, well, he might. I didn't know who he was. He's a Northwest comedian.
But still gigging.
Still gigging all the time.
Loving it.
Comes from Bootle. Did loads of like kind of old school gags. Like, I've been to one of these gender reveal parties. Have you heard about gender reveal parties? Do you know what? I kind of got it wrong. I was told to zip it up and go. Do you get it? Gender reveal parties.
Oh.
So he revealed his gender at the party.
Oh, he revealed his gender.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's the way you told it, Neil. I expect I would have laughed if he'd done it.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so that was...
I'd stick to the day job, a George Michael impersonator.
Exactly.
Just a more piece, than this, a piece of ass.
Yeah, very good. Right, on that note, I think that's about it for this week's podcast. I may see you next week.
Or you may not.
Or I may not. Saffron, would you like to leave us with some words of wisdom this week for all our wonderful listeners? Sorry. Just before we go, we're going to do a piece of art, which is a dirty bit of art, and we're going to stick it up on our buymeacoffee.com/40ish site, and we're going to do limited edition art. You can buy it from us there. It's going to have a swear word over a really cool piece of art that my artists in my company have made. And it's going to be created by Saffron, this first piece. It's going to be signed by Saffron.
It's most likely going to be the C word.
Okay, well, you're in charge of what it's going to be. I'm going to take a picture of it. You're going to sign it.
Okay.
And we're going to stick it on buymeacoffee.com/40ish.
I think it's going to go down quite well.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
And we're going to do one off pieces of art that are going to be on our page ready for you to buy.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
Cool?
Got it.
Okay. Right. Words of wisdom to end the podcast.
That's why I was glazing.
You were still
off
thinking.
Because I was trying to.
Right.
Sometimes it's better to be on the train, pissing out of the train window, than standing on the platform pissing into the train.
Okay.